Hi, is this Maria?
Who's calling?
This is Paul. I'm calling back here from Local Splash. We spoke on Friday, of course, regarding branding your business, doing Google Guarantee. I did want to follow up with you. I did send an email out to you. Did you have a chance to take a look at that, speak with your son?
Yes, I did. I did receive your email.
Okay. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Not really. I don't have any questions, but I just have to make a really quick phone call just to kind of go over this with my son. If you want. I'm going to put you on hold for 1 second.
Sure, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. I have one question. I have my son. He told me that he was searching into what exactly is Google Guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
And he said there is somewhere where he had, I guess, gotten the information that that verification. Hold on, let me see boxes. There's usually a monthly fee to pay or something like that.
So with Google Guarantee, you maintain a budget that would support up to 13 leads in a month. Now, your leads are exactly $44 each. And again, that's only for qualified leads. Real quick, a qualified lead is someone in your service area that you're speaking with about a service you want to provide, and you're either quoting price to them or scheduling a follow-up call or a follow-up appointment to meet with them in person. Other than that, it's not a qualified lead. You do not pay for it. If it is a qualified lead, you pay $44. And you would maintain a budget every month that supports up to 13 leads. So that's $574. You probably won't use all of your leads. Whatever you do not use rolls over to the following month. Let's just say for simplicity, you only use one lead. It's a big job. It keeps you busy for the entire month. In that case, the following month, you only pay $44, okay? Everything else rolls over. If you use 10 leads, that's $440. But every month, you just kind of top it back off to the $574. You pay for the lead that you used the previous month.
Okay, and I manage, we will be able to manage all those leads from some kind of app or something like that?
Well, correct. I mean, actually, we're going to manage the leads for you, and if you need to pause your leads, all you have to do is give us a call, send us a text or email, and we'll want to speak with you directly. You can pause your leads as often as you need to. A lot of my clients get one or two leads, it turns into a job, then they pause their leads. You know, you might do that four or five times in a month, so you might only go through six or eight or ten leads every month, but it's very easy to manage those leads, to turn them on and off, to pause them whenever you need to.
Okay, and you say there's now, like, let's say that our, like, we haven't been like being for years, but
right,
the Google profile, the website and everything is something new that we had created to do things. So we don't have any reviews, we don't have anything like that.
I know, that's okay. And, you know, obviously having reviews is an important part of making people feel comfortable calling you. We will help you get those reviews. You know, obviously Google does want you to have reviews, and of course people who can see you online feel comfortable calling someone who does have a good star rating. You've got a great website that I like already. I mean, there's obviously a lot of information on your website and good compelling reasons why someone should pick up the phone to call you. Now, we'll help you get those reviews. I know you've got like great reviews on Angie and Home Advisor, but we do need to get you those reviews on Google. So we'll send you, it's called a tiny URL. It's the link to your Google review page. And of course, all you really have to do is send the email to satisfied customers. It takes like 5 seconds for them to give you a star rating, maybe 5 minutes if they want to write a few kind words. So we definitely will help you to get those reviews. And even once you have reviews, it's easy to continue to get those reviews. You can even send the email out to more than one person at a time. Just use the BCC function so people don't know that you're sending it out to more than one person, anybody other than themselves. It, like I said, it takes just minutes for them to click on the link, and it goes right on your Google listing, which is where you need it the most.
Okay, so what do I need to do in order? Because he was telling me, my son was telling me, because he did the search.
Sure, of course.
Like background check and
yes,
screening and
yes,
stuff. How
yeah,
long does it take all that?
So the background check, I mean, you will get the application today by email. Now, the application process takes really, filling it out takes about 10 or 15 minutes. You'll get us the supporting documents within that first week. And then it only takes about 3 or 5 weeks to get vetted. If you don't get the supporting documents to us right away, then obviously that process can take a little bit longer. So, I mean, the good thing is it gives us time to get those reviews, right? I mean, that's something that you definitely do want to have, and it's something that we'll get started right away as well. But once you're thoroughly vetted, then 3 days, it's usually automatically 3 days afterwards that we activate that budget for you. And again, that budget is $522. If you say, hey, we got notification from you, we got notification from Google, we are able to do Google Guarantee, let's go ahead and activate that budget right now and start getting those leads, we can do that. If you say, hey, we've got a big job, maybe we can activate that next week, we could do that also. But like I said, usually that vetting process, if we've got the information and supporting documents, the application, it really only takes about 3 or 4 weeks if we get that information from you quickly.
Okay.
Now, I know that the business is Tree Doctor LLC, and you do want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business. And then the address that is already on your Google profile, that's fine too. Now, I've got treedoctor2025@gmail.com as a good email address for you, and it's also a good email address for us to use to contact you regarding your account. Now, of course, the calls come directly to you, but for us to contact you, we do use phone, text, and email. Did you have any particular preference as to how we contact you, phone, email, text message, any of those, all of those?
All of them work.
All of them?
I mean,
okay, perfect.
Because I have a secretary who's always checking everything.
Right. Yeah, I think you did mention that the last time we spoke. And then, Maria, we never did get your last name.
Robles.
R-O-B-L-E-S?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And now I did want to do one other thing here, and that's just to add a little bit more security on the account, another layer of protection. It is, in fact, a security question and answer. So if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Tree Doctor LLC, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And, of course, if anyone were to call you, if they're not a potential customer, especially if they identify themselves as either Google or Local Splash, then they would need to know both my name, which is Paul Gordon. They would also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't provide that information for you basically right away, then you should not entertain that phone call. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Pet's name.
First pet. And then what is the answer?
It's Luna.
L-U-N-A?
Yeah.
I actually have a cat right now. Her name is Luna.
Oh.
And then the next step would be to schedule your follow-up call with your technician. We call it an onboarding or client interview call. We kind of verify information off of your website, information that I have here. Of course, we'll need to know things like a mission statement, motto, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business. We'll talk to you in detail about your services, your service area, things like that. Get you the application and answer any questions that you might have regarding filling out that application. Now, before we do schedule that call, and it is exactly $250 for the application fee, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you?
How much is it?
It's $250. That is a one-time application fee. It's not an annual membership fee. You don't have to renew it. It's once, and you're good for life.
Okay, so let's say one thing, I have a question. Let's say 6 months from now or something like that, I decide that I don't want to work with you anymore. What's going to happen with my Google Guarantee information there?
Okay, so obviously it is a month-to-month service. There is no long-term contract. It is completely at will. You can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved, and of course you can pause it. You can pause the service as often as you need to. So if you do stop using the service, I mean, obviously you're not going to get those leads anymore. You just discontinue the service altogether. But all of the reviews that we help you to get, your Google business profile, everything that you're still going to have that. You're still going to have ownership of that. In fact, all that we ask while you're a client of ours is for managerial access to that so we can create the additional content, create all the backlinks, and, of course, attach to the website and make sure that you're popping up in the Google guarantee section.
I see. Okay. Okay. Let me call my son so he can pass me the card.
Okay, sure.
Okay,
so on this particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
No, it's just my name.
Is there a middle initial, or is it Maria Robles?
Maria Robles.
And is it a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
Says and oh no, this is only for ATM. I don't think it works. Hold on.
Oh, it would. Yeah, if it's your bank card, it would be either a MasterCard or a Visa. If it starts with a 4, it's a Visa. If it starts with a 5, it's a MasterCard.
Okay, just 1 second. What was it?
If it starts with a 4, it would be a Visa card. If it starts with a 5, it's a MasterCard.
No, no. How much is the amount that you said I need to pay?
Oh, it's $250 is the exact amount. Is the billing address of that card the 1 Barnum Court in Danbury, 06810?
No, the billing address is different because they comes to my home address.
Oh, is it a different zip code also?
Yes.
And what is the zip code, the billing zip code?
06804.
06804. And then the street address?
3 Edward Drive in Brookfield, Connecticut.
You said 3?
Edwards Drive
Edwards?
In Brookfield. Mm-hmm.
3 Edwards Drive. Okay, perfect. And then I am ready for that number whenever you are.
Just give me 1 second. I'm making a transfer right now. Okay, I'm going to pay you with the business card. Sorry.
Okay. Is the name of the business on the card or your name also?
It's both.
Okay. And if you want to go ahead and read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back to you at the very end for accuracy.
Okay. 4773-2700-0152. 0580.
And then the expiration month and year?
0828.
08 of 2028. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
097.
I have 097097 on the back. I've got September or 09 of 2028 for the expiration date. And then for the card itself, was it 4732-70?
The expiration date is 08/28.
08, so August. Okay, I'm not sure if I just misclicked that. Thank you for correcting that. So August, 08 of 2028.
Mm-hmm.
And then 097 on the back. The card 4773-2700-0015. Hang on 1 second. 4773-2700-0152-0580.
Yes.
And that's the one that bills at the 3 Edwards Drive, Brookfield, Connecticut, 06804?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, I do need to read what's called a voice verification. Because we're a Google partner, it is required of us. It does get recorded, and it does attach to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service. Of course, that it is that flat rate with the $250 billing today, and being that you can cancel at any time, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up now, and it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, Maria, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
Tree Doctor LLC.
And that's exactly how I have that. And then it says, "Please state your name and your official title within the business."
Maria Robles. I am the owner.
Okay, perfect. And then, Ms. Robles, as the owner of Tree Doctor LLC, Maria, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And, of course, non-contractual, just kind of reiterating that it is a month-to-month service.
Month-to-month,
yep. Yep, month to month. And then for the billing information that you did provide, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account, correct?
Correct, yes.
Of course. Now, keep in mind, Maria, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Maria, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask, well, of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally important is we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Marie, we ask that you do at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Ms. Robles, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, that's correct. But I have only one question. I usually have as my main number the 860 number, but I also have my son's. So
yes.
Is there any way we can do both numbers?
Yes. So we have the 860-949-5014 number, correct? And then for your son, what is the other number?
It's 203-731-0601.
So I have 203-731-0601, correct?
Yes.
And then what is your son's name?
His name is Chris.
Chris. C-H-R-I-S or just C-R-I-S?
No. C-R-I-S-S.
Oh, two S's. Okay. C-R-I-S-S. Same last name, Robles?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I have that number for Chris, and then I have the main number as going under your number. Okay. And then, now, of course, as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely fashion. Now, keep in mind, you are going to get the application in just a few minutes. You'll get that by email. We'll also need things like, you know, your business license, proof of insurance, any other supporting documentation. Now, we kindly ask that you submit these documents within the first 7 days, as failure to provide the necessary documentation within that time frame may result in delays. And, of course, we don't want that. So do you agree to submit these items in the first 7 days?
Oh, no, I will submit as soon as possible because I didn't
need it. That's the answer I do want to hear. But, yeah, I mean, we just say get them to us in that first week, and then that expedites the process and makes things a lot easier. Now, your payment for the initial term and any account set up will be charged today's date, which is the 4th of August, and the exact amount is $250.00. That is to the penny. There's no hidden taxes or fees. Now, of course, once you are thoroughly vetted, that's when you have the activation budget of $522, paying $40 per lead. Now, as I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract. So, of course, that means you can discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, and you can pause the service. You can pause it whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. You could, if necessary, pause the service seasonally. I don't believe that would be necessary for you. All that we do, though, request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Maria, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Ms. Robles, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That actually does conclude the voice verification. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. That email does have our client support information. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I would be more than willing and more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, go ahead. I have.
Perfect. So the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. It is simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. Maria, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day unless they receive the email either very late in the day or after hours, in which case they would follow up with you in that following business day. Now, the email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification. It will be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. Again, we do actually schedule by the hour, but the call really does only take about, you know, 30, 40 minutes. Now, if you're available, I could do noon. That would be the first available. That's just the first available. It looks like there is pretty much at least one spot available between now and 6 o'clock, which would be the last one. The one exception seems to be 4 o'clock. Did you want something sooner or later? Would that that 12 noon work out for you?
Yeah, 12 noon is fine.
12 noon, okay. So it's going to be scheduled from 12 until 1. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just to say a quick hello and introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. And then it looks like our system did send you that initial invoice. If you open that up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then a couple of sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
Hold on one second.
Sure, no problem.
It says to accept subscription terms. If you have any question, please contact. So,
click on the click here. If you click on the click here, it should take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Do you see that?
Yeah, I just opened it, but I'm reading right here. It says creating. I don't want a new Google profile.
No. No, we're not gonna create. It's just a form that gets automatically generated. We're not gonna create a Google Business Profile for you. We're gonna use the existing profile.
Okay. It's a lot to read, so.
Yeah, you don't have to read all of it now. I mean, you can scroll through it later. But you see the long line, and then below it, it populates three boxes. We would want you to click all of those boxes. One that you do agree to receive SMS or text messages. One that you certify that you are, in fact, the authorized holder and signer of the card on file. And the other that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring. But, of course, it's month to month. You can stop at any time. Now, once you do have all of those boxes clicked, click in the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it that says sign, and that's where you would either copy and paste or type in your name. It is usually case sensitive, so the M and the R being capitalized. Once you have Maria Robles in that longer box, click the confirm signature box, which is the orangish colored longer box. If you are on your smartphone, turning it sideways, as long as you're not locked in portrait mode, when it flips into landscape, that whole bottom part will pop up a little bit higher, making it a lot easier for you to click on that. But once you click on the confirm signature box, it's going to take you to the login page. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay, one quick question.
Sure,
on the website, the Google Business Profile, Facebook, whatever we have already open, that's not going to be changed, and I'm not going to lose that, correct?
You're absolutely correct. Yeah, like I said, everything is kind of there. If there's an asterisk by it, it means that we may or may not be needing to create that content for you. But just to answer your question directly and specifically, we are for sure 100% absolutely going to use your existing Google Business Profile. We'll be using the existing website. We're going to help you get reviews, but we're not going to create a new website for you. We're not going to create a new Google listing for you.
Okay.
Now, if you're seeing it asking you to log into your account, you can stop there. You don't have to actually do that. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview, and that's going to be scheduled at the top of this next hour at 12 noon. And, of course, like I said, if I'm available in between phone calls, we'll reach out to you. Now, your welcome email has been sent already as well. Now, the welcome email is important not only because it has the client support information that I've already given you. Most of our emails have that. But your welcome email also has your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, like I said, your tracking system isn't active yet. You can try to log in at any time. You just might get a message saying we're still trying to set everything up. Once your tracking system is active and live, you'll receive notification by text and email. And from that point on, you have 24/7 access to your tracking system. Now, your username is in our system the same way, and you cannot change it. It is designed to be both easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So it's your phone number, the 860 number. Now, the 860 is included. The area code's included, but it's just numbers. There's no dashes, there's no spaces, no parentheses. Your username is 860-949-5014. Like I said, you cannot change your username, but your password you can change as often as you like. It's semlocal, S-E-M-L-O-C-A-L, all lowercase, no space. Like I said, you can change your default password as often as you like through your client dashboard. Now, that is on your welcome email, okay? Now, other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I'm excited to get this going for you. We are looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Yes, let's see how it works. Hopefully
Absolutely. And now, like I said, that follow-up call should be at the top of this next hour. It may not be right at 12 noon, but maybe a couple of minutes after. It is scheduled for the entire hour, but it should not take nearly that long. Other than that, you're all set and squared away. Do keep an eye on your phone in about an hour as we will be reaching out to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.